Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We're chatting today with Dee McKee. She's a Pottawatomie County Commissioner, the only commissioner this year that's not up for re-election. So pleasure to have her on. And maybe that's a good thing. You're probably happy about that you're not having to do all the campaigning in COVID, huh?
Yeah, that would it would be different to do that. I think most people have found it difficult.
Yeah.
You just don't pound on a door and anybody opens it up and says, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it's tough enough as a politician, I'm sure. We're going to talk a little economic development here. We did this last month with Jack Alston, who told us a lot of information about some projects going on. There's a really big one I think people are keeping an eye on the eastern part of the county especially, and that's in the St. Mary's, where a massive amount of money is being spent on a new church project.
Yes, it's part of the Pius X Catholic Community's development of a new cathedral called Immaculata. The groundbreaking is, if you want to see where it's at, you go to the St. Mary's Academy and then get up to the north side of it, going back on the road by the, where there's a cemetery. And they did groundbreaking. The pictures of it are probably up there. It's a double-towered facility. The towers are going to be 12 stories high. The seating will be for 1,500 people, and it will be the center of the Pius X Catholic group. I'm impressed because those people have really rebuilt St. Mary's. When you go drive downtown, they're refacing the fronts of all the buildings and helping create businesses there. And there's some very significant businesses on the east side of the county. One of First Watch, I think, that turned into a Brink spot out, a place where you go put up your cameras and watch your houses and take care of things. And that continues to be there. There's control companies. There's the auction. The biggest one that I have walked through recently is if you go through Bellevue, Onyx, who does the Onyx bathrooms all throughout the country. Onyx has now, in the city of 200, about 500 and some employees, has 140 some trucks sitting there, brand new office building back to the south toward the river, big enough to look like a high school, and they're constantly growing. Bob Auerskamp was kind enough to give me a walkthrough on that, and he's pretty much the intelligence and brains behind it. Very, very solid citizen. Good reason why he wants the Bellevue Bridge fixed, which is another challenge in economic development that we're working on. But one of that bridges and so on is one of the reasons when you talked about going to the city, county, is that if there's going to be money generated on sales tax, we have consistently asked for the city and the county to collaborate with us as they saw fit to get the advanced preliminary engineering done on a crossing toward where the new school is. And that has been presented to the KDOT as an important access. I took it also to FEMA and is on a list of emergency needs based on FEMA needs for NBAF, for the fact that we are getting another 100,000 in road studies from the joint land use study from the military because they have enough soldiers and people. They want to make sure they have an access if there's a flood. It has a lot of business and safety and security support, and what we're really looking for is to get that first $1 million to do the design and plan so it's shovel-ready. And at that point, if you're watching the federal news, one of the building things that will happen with trying to grow the economy is going to be infrastructure. And if it has all those supports, the chance of it getting paid for by people outside of Riley County and Manhattan and Pottawatomie County is very good. And I keep saying I've also taken it in the discussion to be a toll bridge that could be paid for by people who use it, which is one of the things that Manhattan had sort of said, why don't you make it a toll bridge? That makes a great deal of sense. And then I hope to get to talk to the new Dean of Engineering to talk about how applied education can occur for kids who need to study construction of bridges. Well, we've got two 25 million ones within 20 miles and lots of small ones that are sitting out there that need to be done, and road construction, so that they can have applied education on their resume. One of the things about serving on the workforce board is the degree isn't so important as having the reference that you did, you know how to do something, you've accomplished something, you know where it is, and that more and more becomes the credential for getting a job than sometimes a piece of paper that said, I've been there. And so all of those things blended together in economic development are important pieces. And I know there's a lot of people that I talk to in Manhattan that understand there ought to be a second bridge. I just need them to come forward and talk about it, whether the source is if the sales tax passes some share of that or otherwise. It's like if you go to the park and sit under a tree, it was 20 years ago that somebody planted the tree that made it so that you could enjoy life. Well, we're developing as much as we are and talking clear across our county for traffic and interface, and we know 40% of the people in our county come to Manhattan and vice versa. That was 2 years ago that we had that information. We need to be certain that there is a passage that is going to be water and flood safe, and an alternate if there's a big car wreck or a gas truck or something happens. Kids aren't even going to be able to go to that school over there, or the teachers won't be able to go back and forth without a great deal of challenge. And I guess you have to see the map to understand the significance of what I'm saying. Together, we will be much stronger. It won't be necessarily, I know there's nice things about river walks and bike paths, but those things will not necessarily keep the economy going as much as having the roads so that the military can get back and forth, or the when we had our Highway 24 flood about last spring, Champion said that 40% of their workers couldn't get to work that day. Well, if they don't have a way to get in, that makes a lot of business loss. And it's that kind of thing that has to go into the mind of people when we talk about what needs to be done rather than what wants to be done.
That's very interesting. And you know, obviously, I know that's something that you've been championing here for quite a bit. We got a caller here with a question or a comment. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. I keep hearing about this second bridge. I keep hearing about all the floods we have out there. I'm not sure I can recall when we did have the last flood that shut that road off. If it did, it was very temporary because they redid that 24 highway between here and Manhattan, made it four lane. And at the time, it was suggested they make it three lane. Well, they can do that very easily now. I think all those bridges are wide enough, except the big bridge across the Big Blue River at the county line, which is actually the center of the river, but now it's over at the old channel, which is not correct. Anyway, make that thing six lane like they did between Lawrence and Topeka, and you don't need that other bridge. Now, if you do think we have to have the other bridge, let's figure out whose benefit it is. Is it 30% Manhattan, Raleigh County, Ott County? Let's divide it that way. It should not be all put on Raleigh County. They should not even pay half of it. It's going to be to the advantage of the people out there, and the property values along that thing will skyrocket. I hope you have a great forever. Wear a mask, stay low, and pray.
I'm sure I'll take three out of four. I understand what you're saying, and the current discussion is not trying to put it on to Manhattan exclusively, but we have had that road closed for accidents. It has been, I think, in the 92 flood that it was closed. It floods to the side. If you will watch, I think they're trying to increase the levee by 2 foot, which makes a difference on where the water will go in the future in the Blue Valley area. And that discussion is thing, but I'm trying to tell you that I'm trying to make it so that once we just do that plan, we will not necessarily have to pay for the whole cost of the bridge. Part of that joint land use money that we're getting is for a transportation study, and so we'll take that and try and generate some information on that. But there are people who work at the NBAF that live over in our area, and when there is a shutdown, no matter whether it's water or accident or the fact that the Blue River, there's a peninsula there. There's no alternative route that's adequate for real traffic to go back and forth. So it's got to stay in the conversation. And the split of the money, certainly a conversation too.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with Dee McKee from Pottawatomie County here on In Focus in just a moment.